What is the purpose of the Constitution of Zimbabwe? How does the Constitution of Zimbabwe differ from an organizational constitution, like a youth group constitution?
Now, when we are talking about a constitution, we are talking about a law which overrides any other law in any country. In legal parlance, it is called the supreme law of the land. Because it is the supreme law of the land, everybody resident in that country is obliged to obey it. And anything or any law which is inconsistent with that constitution is invalid. So you can see that whilst the constitution should be obeyed by everybody in the country, the constitution of an organization or a voluntary organization only binds those members who belong to that organization. I noticed that this question came from Mutare. So if you've got maybe the Sakuva Choral Society, it means that that society has got a constitution which only binds the members of that society. I stay in Harare. I am not bound by the constitution of that choral society. But whether a member of that choral society or whether you are Minister Martine Ngawiza in Harare, if you are a resident in Zimbabwe and if you are Zimbabwean, we are all bound by the constitution of Zimbabwe.